Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the third Sunday in Lent. It's going fast, isn't it? Or is it? Lent can seem like a very long time, but this is a time for you to give to God what's hard. He will bless you. Just one thing. Don't decide you're going to do this and this and this and this. No. Take one thing. It's one thing that you know needs to change in your life. And do it. If you are faithful to it, God will bless you abundantly. So let's take a look at the first reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8a, and then 13 to 15. Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. Leading the flock across the desert, he came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, an angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in fire flaming out of a bush. As he looked on, he was surprised to see that the bush, though on fire, was not consumed. So Moses decided, "I must go over to look at this remarkable sight and see why the bush is not burned." When the Lord saw him coming over to look at it more closely, God called out to him from the bush, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Here I am." God said, "Come no nearer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. I am the God of your fathers," he continued, "the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. But the Lord said, "I have witnessed the affliction of my people in Egypt, have heard their cry of complaint against their slave drivers, so I know well what they are suffering. Therefore, I have come down to rescue them from the hands of the Egyptians and lead them out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey." Moses said to God, "But when I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of our fathers has sent me to you,' if they ask me, 'What is his name?' what am I to tell them?" God replied, "I am who am." Then he added, "This is what you shall tell the Israelites: I am sent me to you." God spoke further to Moses, "Thus shall you say to the Israelites: The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Thus am I to be remembered through all generations." That's us, brothers and sisters. We're the generations after this. We're loved by the Lord. Brothers and sisters, don't be afraid to him. Come and talk to him as you would talk to the best friend you have. Talk to him that way. Sometimes, you know, most of the time, you know, we pray certain prayers. But take time every day to just talk to God. "This is what my day looks like, and this is what I have to do. Will you help me? Help me be a sign of your presence. Help me to deal with a situation. If I'm raising my children, Lord, help me. Help me to be good to them. Help me to lead them safely to you." Psalm 103 tells us, "The Lord is kind and merciful." Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord secures justice and the rights of all the oppressed. He has made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the children of Israel. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. You know what that means? To fear him doesn't mean to be frightened necessarily, though I think that there'd be a little bit of that too. But it is to put him in first place, to revere him, to honor him, to thank him. I think so many of us, as we come into church to go to Mass, the Lord is there in the tabernacle and we genuflect, yes. But do we believe what we do? Do we know that I'm standing before my God? He's come in a way that we can receive him. He's food for our souls. He is, as I say in my own program, he is food for our journey home to him. He helps us. He leads us. Please, brothers and sisters, when you come into church, please genuflect reverently. Don't just quickly bounce down and in, but know that God is there. God sees you, and he loves you. We take a look now at the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 1 to 6, and then 10 to 12. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all of them were baptized into Moses in the cloud in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, all drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from a spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was the Christ. Yet God was not pleased with most of them, for they were struck down in the desert. These things happen as examples for us, so that we might not desire evil things as they did. Do not grumble as some of them did, and suffered death by the destroyer. These things happened to them as an example, and they have been written down as a warning to us upon whom the end of the ages has come. Therefore, whoever thinks he is standing secure should take care not to fall. I think that's very self-explanatory. When you have fallen, go to confession as quickly as you can, please, because God wants you with him in heaven. And this is the part that we play. We become like him as much as we can. Kindness, mercy, hope, thoughtfulness. Get rid of the gossip, please. And the gospel today from Luke for this Sunday is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all the other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 people who were killed when the tower at Siloam fell on them. Do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. Take heed, brothers and sisters. Take heed. And he told them this parable. There was once a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now, I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year only, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." Brothers and sisters, how do we want to be? How do we want to be? Brothers and sisters, do what we should do first. We should go to confession. We should read the Word of God daily. We should let that Word become alive in us every day, and that it so that it may bear fruit in the future. That's what God wants. Don't just say, "Oh, I'm too busy. I got too much to do." Are you too busy for eternal salvation? Are you so busy that you could go to hell? I would think not. Not if you're listening to this program. Please tell the Lord, "I'm sorry, I'm weak." If you're ill, just do the best you can. You can't do everything, and God understands that. But please, put your life in His hands every morning and say, "Lead me today, Lord. Show me the way you want me to do. Show me what you want me to do." That doesn't come really quickly. You just keep doing what you would normally do. But just say, "Lord, show me if there's anything you especially want me to do today." And sometimes God does that. He tells me to make a phone call that I wouldn't have made until perhaps 2 days later. And it was important that I called. When I did, I found out. Whatever the case may be, just ask the Lord. You'll know. You'll know. You won't hear an audible voice, but you will know His heart. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.